Off the ball, rugby.
O'Gara was also in my face. What the F are you doing? I responded by shaving to punch him.
It was feisty, all right, at the start, that's for sure, you know. There's no doubt about that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack and on the way, James Lowe on the mutual hatred between Leinster and Munster. We check in with the emerging Ireland camp in South Africa as three players are released back to their provinces and there's a financial incentive for players selected on next year's Lions Tour. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Leinster duo Jimmy O'Brien and Ronan Kelleher are doubts for Saturday's URC derby with Munster at Croke Park. O'Brien was taken off 5 minutes before the break in Saturday's 35-5 win away to Benetton due to a hamstring injury. Hooker Ronan Kelleher lasted just 12 minutes of that game in Treviso with an ankle issue. That's led to Gus McCarthy being recalled to the Leinster squad from the emerging Ireland panel touring South Africa. And Jordan Larmour is another who'll be assessed this week, having missed the trip to Italy with a hamstring problem of his own. In better news for Leo Cullen, prop Jack Boyle has returned to full training, having been out since early March due to foot surgery. Leinster winger James Lowe has given some insight into the enmity that still exists between both provinces.
You know, there's a mutual hate of each other. You know, it's pretty, you know, you say it in the most respectful way and, you know, there's some excellent players in that Munster side. You know, to watch the growth of the likes of Casey and Jack and Calvin and, you know, they're all boys who very, very friendly with when it's an Irish camp. But I can tell you on Saturday that that goes out the window. I'm still going to want to run over, you know, Casey and try get one on Jack and, you know, same with Calvin. And I'm sure they're saying the same thing on the other side. So, obviously, a lot of history between the two clubs, and the last time we, you know, Leinster played Munster there, there's I can vividly picture Sexto screaming at Rog in the corner. You know, it's those are the images you remember, and hopefully on Saturday, I mean, I can't see many people standing over and screaming at each other like those two would have, but you know, it's a rivalry that we cherish and a lot of respect between both clubs. But at the end of the day, you want to have a go at them, yeah.
Lowe scored a hat-trick of tries against Northampton in Leinster's last outing at GAA HQ and hopes for similar come Saturday.
Yeah, I ran with about 10 metres of 10 running metres and 3 tries, so hopefully Gemma can flick me on a few more this time. No, it's an amazing venue with so much history behind it. To be given the opportunity to play there against Munster is something that we will never take for granted, and hopefully the performance we can back up from last week, because there were patches last week where we showed you know, how dominant we can be in all aspects of the game, and felt that first half we seriously controlled the ball well, we controlled the tempo, and against a very good Italian side with Italian internationals sprinkled all throughout it. So we're happy with how last week went. We're looking forward to this week.
Leinster scrum coach Robin McBride is delighted to have Gus McCarthy back on board this week as a potential replacement for Kelleher.
Great. I think he's had a great start to the season. You know, he's taken his opportunity well. He's impressed when he's been given the opportunity. And, you know, on the back of two strong performances for the emerging Ireland team, it's been a great start of the season, and I mean, there's not much not to like about Gus. He's still developing. He's got a lot of growth left in him, so it'll be definitely one to watch.
The emerging Ireland squad returns to the Heidadal Children's Orphanage in Bloemfontein today as their tour of South Africa winds down. In 2022, a donation issued during that tour supported the building of a new housing unit at the centre. Head coach Simon Easterby says it was an enriching visit for the players and staff alike.
Yeah, for sure. Like we didn't know what to expect when we came last time, but I think everyone was touched by the work that they do here, how they're just trying to do the best for young children who deserve better. And you know, the 48 kids that are here now, they're in full-time accommodation here, and the staff are doing their best to make their young childhoods as good as they can be. And you know, only when you come somewhere like this do you really takes your breath away, really, and appreciate what people have to go through to try and just live a normal childhood. We were able to help out. The players in particular were brilliant staff members last time. We were able to help out with some of the building work that they've done and continue to do. We're here now and we see that there's a large building that's in the process of being built. It's not quite finished yet. And you know, we're in the process of trying to see if we can help finish that off over the next year or so that will allow them to have you know, the sort of facilities that they should have, really, because it's such an amazing place where people are able to come and experience you know, a proper childhood. You know, apart from not being in their own home, this is as close as that can be.
Emerging Ireland made it 2 wins from 2 on that tour with a 29-24 victory over Western Force yesterday. 4 first half tries from Jude Postlethwaite, Shea Mullins, Sean Jansen and captain Alex Kendallin secured the win. They'll conclude the tour on Wednesday against the Cheetahs, but they'll do so without Postlethwaite, Munster's Sean O'Brien and, as I mentioned earlier, Gus McCarthy. They've all returned to their respective provinces ahead of this weekend's Interpros. With senior tour experience already under his belt, Ulster back rower Cormac Isichuku has taken on a leadership role on this tour, and it's something he's thoroughly enjoyed so far.
I kind of like to lead by example, more so than words, and I can say the same about Alex as well. Like, he's a savage player, like, put in some serious shifts in these last few games, and obviously Sam's what I think is a world class player. Like, he's unbelievable general around the pitch, his kicking's class, that's been really good.
So it's a very tight turnaround now before the Cheetahs on Wednesday night, and then the team returns home on Thursday. So what's the mood? What's the flavour? What's the actual aim now for the next 48, 72 hours?
Yeah, obviously, it's been a really short time, to be honest, from like the last Wednesday that we joined. So it's a case of, like, as you can see, I hope, like, every game we've been kind of going one level above again and again. So hopefully on Wednesday we can get to that next level. Fun level and make it 3 from 3.
Ireland's women came back to earth with a bump in Langley in the early hours of Sunday morning. Emer Considine's try 6 minutes after half time was the only sucker in a 21-8 defeat to WXV1 hosts Canada. Ireland's campaign concludes on Friday against the team ranked 2 places below them in the world rankings, the United States in Vancouver. The defeat to Canada marked Dervla Nikavord's first cap in 17 months following an ACL injury when she replaced Aoife Wafer, and Nikavord is delighted to return to a team that's on the up.
Yeah, it's hard to put into words. It's been a tough road. You know, an incredibly successful year for the girls, and I just wanted to have a go at it. Like, you know, it means everything. You know, it's been a long couple of years, and having my family here as well, like, it's hugely special for me, but it's hugely special for them as well, and to be able to share that with them is, it's hard to put into words.
Long journey back, but this team is going places. So exciting to be back and involved.
Absolutely, yeah. I had a couple of questions from media a few weeks ago about how tough it was to watch Aoife Wafer coming into the spotlight after everything, but she's incredible. Our whole back row really is incredible. It's so hard to get in there, and like, everyone, 1 to 32, 1 to 40 at home, we've all put in such incredible amounts of work. And to be part of it, to even be able to compete for a spot with these girls is honestly an honour. It's so huge. It's so huge, the potential this team has, and we're starting to see it now. And it's credit to our coaching staff as well. We can't say enough about them. Like, they really have put us in the absolute best place to show what we can do.
And 1 more week to go again here.
1 more week to go, yeah. Really great challenge coming for us against the USA. Like, we've built so much, and now to be able to review that game, see where things went wrong, where we went off script at times, and next week come back and put it all right. I think going out on a high, that'll be the plan.
Players selected for next year's Lions Tour of Australia will come with added benefits. The Lions have confirmed a new player agreement, which will see the players receive a share of post-tour profits through a new profit-sharing model. Simon Keogh, Rugby Players Ireland, is credited with bringing the deal together on behalf of all participating unions. According to The Telegraph, those post-tour profits are set to exceed €10 million in 2025, meaning players can expect to benefit to the tune of around €120,000 apiece. Finally, there's mixed news for England head coach Steve Borthwick today. Defence coach Kevin Sinfield has signed a new contract with the RFU. However, that new deal comes with revised terms, including reduced hours outside of test windows to allow the former league star greater flexibility to balance other personal and professional commitments, they say. But Borthwick will continue to plan without Jack Willis. His club Toulouse looks set to exercise their right to extend the flanker's deal at the club before the end of this year. Willis has won back-to-back Top 14 titles already in Toulouse, as well as last season's Investec Champions Cup. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name's Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.